May we open the convention with the singing of our theme hymn, number 235. Ask the Lord's blessing upon the convention, and Brother Jerry Leslie will lead us in prayer.
Holy Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and we hallow and reverence the name of thy Son Jesus, ever grateful for this great sacrifice for us and all mankind. And particularly at the season of the year, we wish to commemorate and remember his sacrifice and our privilege to walk in his footsteps. And now, Father, we ask thy blessing to be upon this convention, this little annual occasion to gather with your people, to be an encouragement one to another, to seek deeper the beauties and strength of thy word of truth, and to drink in thy spirit, to press on courageously until this journey shall finish. So we ask thy blessing now upon our fellowship in these days ahead, upon the services ahead, and especially upon how we might consider these things and how we might become more like our head and Lord. We thank thee for the times in which we live, that we might be a light even in these dark days. Now, Father, we leave our times in thy care and ask thy blessing upon the following service, that we may find and remember this occasion to be one of the stepping stones towards our heavenly home. We leave our lives in thy loving care, in Jesus' precious name and merit. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jerry Leslie. Now, brethren, to give our address of welcome, we call on Brother Lawrence Kirkham.
I get my times all mixed up nowadays, so I need others to keep me straight, and I thank you for it. Greetings, brethren. Following our custom, it is my privilege to welcome you in the name of the North Seattle Bible students. More importantly, I welcome you in the name of our Creator Father and in the name of Christ, His only begotten Son, and our Elder Brother, Master of the True Church. Furthermore, I greet you in the name of the vast household of faith, beginning with Abel and that great cloud of witnesses, the ancient worthies, those who lived under the supervision of angels for 1,656 years before the flood destroyed that evil society that developed, and also those who lived after the flood, ending with the righteous John the Baptist, 4,126 years after the fall of Adam. I greet you in the name of the true church throughout the gospel age, whose names are known to God alone. There is much in names, dear brethren. We seek a new name, Revelation 2:17. Early Christians called their groups who met together the ecclesia or church meeting at a particular place, such as the church at Ephesus, the church at Jerusalem, etc. While Paul taught in Antioch, the brethren were called Christians for the first time. Previously, they were considered Jews who followed an apostate prophet claiming to be the Messiah. Acts 11:26. Satan soon sowed tares, creating confusion, and other names were needed to differentiate the doctrinal position of various groups called Christian. Christian and church had been made meaningless and confusing as singular terms. Arians worshipped one God and one Savior, the only begotten Son. Others were called Trinitarians, for they had adopted a mysterious multiple God doctrinal position, making nil the ransom sacrifice of Christ. Polytheism had invaded the purity of the early Christian doctrine. What's in a name? There was much then, and there is much now. It is also our custom to give the number of convention years. Members of our class, now called the North Seattle Bible Students, have held conventions in Seattle under our present name for about 40 years. And under previous association, we held conventions since 1941-42, some 70 years. Few here today were there in the early days. Going further back, the Seattle class was formed during Brother Russell's ministry when the city of Seattle was first developing. It was founded in 1853 as a frontier town in Washington Territory. This territory became a state in 1989, and Seattle incorporated the same year, 3 years before Pastor Russell wrote Volume 1, The Divine Plan of the Ages. 27 years later, a Northwest General Convention was held in Seattle in September of 1916. Pastor Russell delivered a stirring public discourse entitled, A World on Fire. Thousands attended. It was his last public discourse. Brother Charlie Hurd from Vancouver, B.C., gave the address of welcome and was general chairman. I still have his original bound watchtowers. The photodrama was shown, and more thousands attended. In 1947, the Seattle class held a public meeting at the Moore Theater, where 1,000 attended. Quite a number for that late date. Brother Wilson of the Dawn served and ably defended the truth against hecklers. What's in a name? Names tell a story. I came to Seattle in 1941 at the beginning of World War I. My mother soon sought out the Bible students here. She found a class formed in 1940 associated with the Don Bible Students Association, headquartered on the East Coast. Several Bible student groups, outgrowths of the split-up of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society after Brother Russell's death, had united to meet together. It was simply called the Seattle Class. They met in the Norway Hall at Bourne and Anyway. The Seattle Times was nearby. Brother and Sister John Keith lived a few blocks away in an old apartment house so they could walk to meetings. Most brethren walked or took a bus to meetings in those days. He was a non-serving elder because of his age, but he taught a midweek sisters' meeting in his apartment, which I attended with my mother and aunts. He was an excellent study leader. We studied the first volume of studies in the scriptures. He was always well prepared with scriptures, scriptural citations, and thoughtful questions. The other elders in the Seattle class were brothers Clements, French, Swanson, Wilcox, and sometimes Hardy. During the war, the class sent care packages to brethren overseas who were assembled in our home. Later, the class moved to the IOF hall across from Home Mortuary on 9th Avenue, where I attended meetings with my mother and two aunts. In 1948, I consecrated and was baptized. From there, the class moved to the IOF hall in Ballard on Market Street, where I continued to meet with the class until 1970. The Don Bible Students' headquarters had started to dictate to classes and urge them to follow the advice of the Don rather than their own elders, which were elected by the Ecclesia. We were warned not to attend conventions in Chicago or Bellingham because these classes were troublemakers, responsible for all the trouble in the Bible student movement. In Bellingham, the elder, Brother Ted Smith, had declined Don membership several years earlier. In Chicago, the brethren had created a TV program with Brother Ed Fay giving an excellent chart talk. Don leadership considered this their prerogative. Prominent members of the Don were agitating for the editing of Pastor Russell's volumes and promoting their own writings and teachings instead. At that time, the elders in the Seattle class were Brothers Wilcox, Gunnell, Stewart, and Kirkham. In 1970, Brothers Gunnell, Stewart, and Kirkham declined nomination for eldership on grounds that they could not support a Seattle convention because the class voted to exclude prominent Don members and include prominent Don members and exclude elders from Chicago and Bellingham. Attacks upon Brother Russell's character and teachings were consistent but subtle. We considered this wrong and harmful to the truth and the brotherhood. In that year, eight former Seattle class members formed a new group, determined to study only Pastor Russell's writings and not Don's writings. Brother Don Neusel was away doing CO service at the time. It was difficult to know what to call our little group, as we considered ourselves to be holding to the tenets agreed upon when the Seattle class had originally been formed. Our group used different names, including Divine Plan Students, before settling on North Seattle Bible Students. Other divisions occurred in the area, and now we have several Bible student groups with various names: Seattle Bible Students, Puget Sound Bible Students, Layman's Bible Students, as well as North Seattle Bible Students. So what's in a name, dear brethren? The history of the Bible student is in its names. Pastor Russell named his first corporation the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society to indicate it was an extension of the great Bible Society movement at the beginning of the time of the end. Later, he named his next corporation the International Bible Students Association, the IBSA. The former head of board of directors and stockholders. The latter was under Pastor Russell's singular control and was the vehicle used to expand the photodrama and public harvest witness work. With Pastor Russell's death, several organizations were incorporated under various names, some of which are with us today. Judge Rutherford called his transformation of Pastor Russell's movement Jehovah's Witnesses. It was dedicated to printing and selling books door to door. And so, dear brethren, it is my privilege to welcome you in the name of the original Watchtower Bible and Tract Society and the North Seattle Bible students associated with that noble work produced under the guidance of God and his faithful and wise servant, Pastor Russell. We commend them to all desirous of knowing the real Bible truth. Hold fast, dear brethren. Have courage and be strong. Revelation 3:11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistles. It is our hope that this convention will help all to make their calling and election sure. And so, dear brethren, we welcome you. We are pleased to have you join us in convention. God bless you and the convention.